This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News. Today I've got my good friend Greg Yoder on the line from Keys for Kids Ministries. And Greg, we're talking today about this report that just came out from Pew Research, and it's highlighting the continued decline of Christianity in the U.S. First of all, did anything about this report surprise you?
No, absolutely not. I mean, we're seeing fewer and fewer people in the United States today claiming to be born-again Christians. If you think about it, Christians are being attacked. They're being marginalized more now than ever before. I mean, just think of the LGBTQ issue. They're constantly saying that, you know, Christians are on this right-wing extremist. They're not very loving. It's old school mentality. So we're constantly being marginalized on that side. But then again, of course, you always hear the stories about how, you know, Jesus is the only way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through Christ. And you hear people saying, well, that's just so close-minded because there's so many other religions. And how can you say that there's only one way to heaven? So this is not a surprising report to me.
And of course, you guys minister to kids all the way from like elementary or early elementary to teenagers. And as we think about them and about discipling them, I imagine it would be difficult to encourage the next generation to really grow and focus on Christ when, you know, the people they look up to, the older generation, is kind of going the opposite direction. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Actually, I do, because while that may appear true, we know that 80% of kids 4 to 14 years old are looking for some kind of spiritual truth. And so they're looking for it. They want it. They crave it. And so we already know that we have this window of about 10 years to reach kids, which is the most effective demographic in terms of evangelism that we have in the whole world. And, you know, once you start hitting 14 years old, you start seeing those numbers in terms of people coming to know Jesus go down as you get older. And so for us, it's encouraging people to use Keys for Kids and to dive into the Word. Now, it's not enough to just lead kids to Christ because, you know, it's great. We introduce them to Jesus and they come to faith in Christ, and that's great. But there's more. We want them to be discipled. We want them to grow in their faith. We want them to become multipliers of their faith. I mean, let's think about it. When we send a missionary somewhere abroad, we send them to train nationals to do the work. Because why? Because they're most effective in reaching their own people with the gospel. Well, as we train kids to do that, they're more effective in reaching kids with the gospel too. And so that's our desire. And of course, just recently bringing in Unlocked, our new teen devotional, we're beginning to see kids that are saying, wow, okay, I knew you were around. I believe that there was a God. Now you're challenging me in my faith. You're actually encouraging me to go deep. And now I'm being forced to go deep because you're encouraging me to go there. And now I really need to think about my faith. And we're seeing people, young people coming to Christ. We're seeing young people who are kind of marginal in their faith are now walking more with the Lord. And we're seeing some great things happen out of that. And I think as we, as parents, encourage our kids to be walking in the truth, being models of that, being in Scripture every day, telling stories that make sense to them, that apply to Scripture so they can apply these biblical truths to their lives, and they keep growing, they're going to be less apt to leave the church when they turn 18 because they're going to know what they believe. They're going to be able to defend what they believe.
And you answered a couple of my questions, so thank you for that. It's one thing to talk about this. Do you have any examples, or have you heard from anyone that actually puts this into action, like with kids reaching kids, discipleship having an effect?
Absolutely.
Do you get any feedback?
Yeah, we're hearing it all the time. One of the last things, a couple of the years, we've done this Word with Zach summer reading program. And out of that, we have heard parents saying, my child didn't know. In fact, this one just came in. She said, my child, I bought devotionals for my daughter. She's 10 years old. She would read it for a while and then put it down. She'd read it a while, then, you know, not paying attention to it. But she brought Keys for Kids. She started reading it and using it and reading Scripture to go along with it. And she was encouraged, obviously, to read every day because that was part of the prize to read. You know, if you read every day, you get a prize. She got in such a habit, she can't put it down now. She's doing it every morning when she gets up, getting ready for school. And so it's one of those situations. But now what she's doing is, now that she's getting two devotionals, she's handing it to one of her friends, and she's sharing the stories that she's learning about her faith with her friends in her own public school. So we're really excited about that.
And this was a U.S. girl?
Yes. Yeah, a 10-year-old little girl, I think from Pennsylvania, if I'm remembering correctly. So it was really exciting. But you also hear the stories of moms and dads who now have these things in their hands, and it's both Unlocked and Keys for Kids. Now they have tools to lead their families in devotions, because, you know, there's so many moms and dads that just feel like they're not, you know, they just don't have the expertise to lead a Bible study or do devotions. Well, we provide them the easiest way to be able to do it. And a lot of times these stories are speaking to parents too. And so as they get grounded, they get more confident, as they're growing in their faith, and they're just being discipled, and they're encouraging their kids to be discipled and to be disciplers. It's just a kind of it's almost this, like the snowball effect. As people get excited about their faith, they want to tell others about it.
And obviously, MNN, we speak to an older demographic. So for the parents, grandparents, adults, basically, what is the main takeaway for them from everything that we've discussed today?
I think the main takeaway is you have one responsibility. One responsibility is it comes to your offspring, and that is to be faithful and to pass on what you know to be the truth. And of course, I'm talking about Christ alone, you know, by grace alone, through faith alone, through Christ alone is the way that we come to become Christians. And it's only by his amazing grace that we're able to do that. And so my challenge to grandparents and parents, and even step parents, to be faithful and to do what God has called us to do. Even in the Old Testament, he said, when they were describing the law, talk about it every day while you're walking down the path, while you're sitting down at meals, while you're getting ready to go to bed. Talk about it every day and in real life. Our responsibility is to just declare who Jesus is, encourage our kids to know who he is, and of course, back it up with something that is profound, and that of course is Word of God.
Amen. That wraps up my questions. Is there anything I missed or anything else you wanted to add?
Just that we do have a new app for Unlocked, and that's brand new last week. If people wanted to download the app, they could go ahead and do that. You just go to the App Store and type in Unlocked Devotional, and you'll find it. It's free, at least for right now, and just let us know what you think.
Perfect. We will connect people with that. And one quick follow-up question. How can they let you know? Is there a response thing right on Google Play? Or?
Oh, absolutely. They can respond by giving us a 5-star. I hope they'll do that. And then just give us some comments right there.